All right. Surinjaya Mana is a comedian, writer, actor, budding home cook, and former tax accountant. He's part of a split bill featuring three star comedians called Superdry that's happening at the Sydney Fringe Comedy Festival. And he's also going to join us on the radio now to help us fill out a dodgy tax return. Good morning, Surin. How are you going?
I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for waking up so early to appear on 2SER Breakfast.
I'm worried that, like, a lot of people, it's not believable that I'm a comedian right now because I'm awake at this hour.
Well, I mean, you're also a former tax accountant as well.
You're suspicious. Yeah, but I will point out that it's about 2 p.m. in Los Angeles. Some of the best comedians in the world are awake right now.
All right, and waiting to get a few tips from you. You must be very excited to be back on stage again after what I'm sure was a difficult couple of years.
Yeah, it's been very lovely getting back on the stage. I think it was pretty stressful at the start because no one knew whether anyone wanted to talk about the pandemic. So the first few gigs back, everyone was excited to be back and out, but there was... The challenge was trying to navigate whether or not you have to talk about what happened in the last 2 years, but you can't drum it to death because people are sick of hearing it. You know?
Yeah.
But now we're in the fringe zone. It's like, comedy's well and truly back and alive, I'd say.
And you've got three dates happening at the Factory Theatre: Thursday, 1st of September, Saturday, 3rd of September, and Sunday, 4th of September. It's not just you. You're also on the stage with Bonnie Tangy and Matt Stewart as part of the Superdry three-pronged attack.
That's correct. Two of my favourite comedians from Bonnie is Sydney-based, Matt Melbourne-based, but this is a rumour that's going around, which I cannot confirm or deny, but apparently Bonnie is going to be moving to Melbourne very soon. So this is like a rare treat, a rare opportunity to get to see the three of us together. And we're all very dry comedians. Matt is very sarcastic. Bonnie a little bit cynical, and I have eczema. So between the three of us, we cover the full gamut.
So bring your moisturiser for this show.
Exactly.
And how does a three-pronged comedy attack work? Now, I know you've put on a show before called Wu-Tang Name Generator, so I know you're aware of the Wu-Tang Clan, who are formidable individually, but arguably the greater sum of the parts when they're all there together. Do you sort of all come out and do a solo bit, then a three-pronged attack at the end?
We'll probably, there'll be a little bit of banter if there are three of us together at the top, I think, and then we'll split off into our individual acts. But it is mostly the beauty of Fringe is that it's comedians desperately trying to prepare for next year's comedy festival. So it's like a little bit of mayhem, anything can happen, and it's fresh ideas in an intimate setting with pretty experienced comedians. I think under our belts now, we've probably got about close to 10 years each of experience doing stand-up, traveling around the country and a bit further afar as well. So it's safe hands, people playing around, mucking around, and it should be fun. I would say we're all, to carry the Wu-Tang metaphor, I'd say we're all core cast members. There's no sort of affiliates involved.
No. What, you'd be the RZA, I imagine, the Abbott bringing it all together.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's cool that you frame it that way as well, because, I mean, it's always great to see some polished comedians, but I think it's even more exciting to see people trying something new there, and that's sort of what the Fringe comedy brings about. I think sort of some of the most exciting comedy I've seen is big-name comedians just sort of not doing the sort of standard stuff that is well-known, but out there sort of trying something new.
Yeah, I think... It's pretty rare to get to see it as well, because the whole part of comedy, of experimenting, etc. But the big name comedians and certainly people at Bonnie, Matt and I, my level, it's a bit like you want to save the good stuff for the big flashy shows, but you have to work it in somewhere, because the only way to get comedy good is to test it out in front of an audience. And I think the beauty of Fringe audiences is they know that and they kind of come along and they love being part of that process. So if you're listening and you're someone who likes to see how the cookie cutter had a sausage, if you like, is made, then a cookie cutter was the wrong
And what a sausage
is. Metaphor there, yeah. But if you'd like to see how the sausage is made, well, this is where they will be making sausage.
And there's three different animals in this sausage dish, is also nice. And, of course, it's all very affordable stuff, and it's happening at a wonderful venue too, Marrickville's Factory Theatre. So it's a cool little place to go to. You can have a hell of a night out down there, go see some breweries and go and see some comedy, so on and so forth. Besides the show Super Dry that you've got coming up, and we'll post the details for this on the 2SER website, anything else you got in the pipeline there that you want to let the people know about?
Well, great question. I do cook a lot, so there's a little bit of cooking content on my Instagram, some videos there, which are, if you're into cooking Sri Lankan food, there's some little recipes there that I made the mistake of making the videos funny and cooking. And so I think the cooking people come and they try to get the recipe and there's too much going on. And then the funny people, the people who want a comedy video are like, I don't actually care about the recipe. So something for no one. Nothing for everyone, if you like.
Oh, but, I love it.
But that exists there. And then this is a little, this is not for me, and I prefer if you save your money, really. But I do have a 3-second spot in the Thor film that's currently
No way. Which part are you in?
I'm up the background of the little play that they do at the end, like to recap the previous film.
Oh, wow.
So there's Matt Damon, there's Sam Neill, and then just if you look hard enough, just in the background, you can see me just poking my head out.
So are you an Asgardian, or you're one of the tourists visiting New Asgard?
I'm an Asgardian. I work in the theatre for Asgard, so it was a role that was close to home.
That is absolutely amazing. It's sort of like you didn't need to method act that one. It's just sort of like, no, this is just what I do.
My favourite part of that story was that we were out at Maroubra filming, and that was the day that the paparazzi got wind of it. They were taking photos. I think they were probably dressed as bushes hiding on the coastline. But they, because I was dressed as crew for this play, they thought I was actual crew from the film, so... Whether that's an upgrade from an extra or a downgrade, I think it's an upgrade, so I was pretty happy with that.
That's absolutely amazing. There you go. There's another reason to watch that movie. That was the best scene out of that whole film too, might I add, and I'd say that was probably you with the difference.
I carried it. Yeah. That is true. I agree. I did carry that scene.
Oh, wow. This is amazing. Well, Siren, I could talk to you forever. I want to find out what your signature dish is. I want to find more and more about what it's like for Matt Damon to get some acting tips from you.
Well, you know what? I've learned it's not too bad to wake up at 6:45, so I could definitely do it again.
And if you want to find out more about the show, the website is fringecomedy.com.au. The name of the show is Super Dry. Siren Jayamana, thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
Thanks for having me.